All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
I got sad news the other day.
Oh.
Do you know that digital golf place on Stony Plain Road? Long shots?
Yeah.
Flooded. Closed permanently.
Oh, no.
Digitally flooded or in real life?
Real life flooded.
Oh, the worst.
The digital golf, they all sunk.
All the digital courses are
under digital.
All underwater. Wow, those things cost 40 G's each. I was talking to one of like the manager guys last time I was They're all flooded.
I'm going virtual golfing tonight.
Underwater or above water?
Above.
I see. You're not going there.
No, I'm not going there.
There's a new one that opened in my hood, actually, in the West End.
Oh, dude, it's having a virtual golf place. It's walking distance from my house. The only thing actually preventing me from walking there is the fear that my neighbors will be like, what's this moron doing walking with his golf clubs right now?
Given the amount of drama on your street, I feel like there's enough going on as a screenplay. You could just...
I also just feel like given the drama on your street, it might be good to have weapons on you always.
That's actually another good point.
You know? Nobody's going to fuck around with the guy with the case, with the bag full of golf clubs.
And goddamn, the coyotes in my neighborhood are getting aggressive.
The Arizona coyotes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the coyotes, they're trying to buy the land.
They got nowhere to play.
The other day, I have a buddy that lives like just kind of down the street from me.
In Arizona?
Mm-hmm. I go to pick him up for our beer league game, unlock or like pull up to his house, go to the back of my truck, open the tailgate for him, be a nice guy. And like on the sidewalk, I was parked on the street, on the sidewalk, a coyote walks past us with something in its mouth. I think it was a rabbit.
Cool.
Damn.
Coomzee showed me a video of him walking to our office from a couple days ago and a coyote like ate a mouse or something in front of him.
Damn.
But I was just like,
this thing was like, I mean, it was the other side of the street, but it was like 15 feet away from me. And it just like looked at us and just kept going.
You know, like, if it's got something in its mouth, he'll leave you be.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, like
coyotes, they're out there, man.
I just thought that coyote, usually they're skittish a little bit of you. Like I thought it would have seen us and been like, well, I'm going to go a different way. But it literally just like walked by. I was like, what's up?
I walk my little dude in a park, parks around my house all the time. And there were two coyotes in this school park right next to my house.
Banging?
No, they were just like, they were like making weird sounds when Frank, my dog, was around. So I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Ah, yeah.
Frank's hot though. So maybe they wanted to bang him. I don't know.
Good God. Then you have some sort of wolf dog.
Hottest Frank in the company.
Cool. Little shout out for my boy Frank yesterday on Daily Faceoff Love.
Yeah,
Colby Cohen, big fan.
Colby Cohen loves you.
I love him.
The other day.
Do you know where I was going to, so he doesn't listen to this, so I can say it.
God, no.
I was thinking it might be a fun bit because he goes, man, I want to come on BLTN. Let's have, we could have fun. Like, I want to do it with him where when he pops into the Zoom call, I'm wearing one of his BU jerseys. But I don't know where to find one.
You'd have to like custom order it, I'm sure.
I'm trying to find one. I just think it'd be hilarious.
Do that cool thing where you wear it backwards.
Yeah.
The other day I texted him because him and I are doing DFO Live together all week because Frank is on vacation in the some tropical island. I don't know.
It's beautiful wherever he is.
I know. I'm very jealous. I'm irritated with it. I'm just kidding.
I am.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, I text Colby. I was like, hey, man, we need to get a guest from like an out of town guest on Thursday. I was like, do you have any ideas? And he goes, just get Bagged Milk and Liam and we'll talk Oilers for half an hour. And I was like, I would love that. Listeners of DFO Live probably wouldn't love 30 minutes.
Daily Faceoff Live needs more Oilers talk.
I think it does.
But. Speaking of Oilers, we were at the rink last night. Mm-hmm. Not together. We were there though.
Yep.
I did see you.
Yeah, we did meet up for intermission chat.
Was that not one of the most fun mid-March games you can remember?
Oh my God. It's right up there. Like everything that went on in that hockey game, it was chaotic. Five of the first 12 shots in the game or 17 shots in the game went into the back of the net. So it was just like, the Oilers were getting power plays early. They were scoring. They blew a lead. Zach Hyman got a hat trick. And then obviously Connor Brown scored.
Ovi got robbed, what, three times?
Yeah.
From in tight?
Stuart Skinner was like, no one is getting closer to Gretzky in this house. And
not today.
He was unreal.
He was really, really good. Allowing the goals on the first two shots of the game and then shut the door there out. Finished with a 926. You take it.
Yeah. It was also great. Like, I mean, we can dig into it here. Connor Brown doing what he did.
I was just doing a hit on Low Tide Show.
Yeah.
And he asked me about it because why wouldn't we talk about it? The reaction in Rogers' place when everyone figured out that it was actually Connor Brown's goal was electric. The standing ovation, the like pockets of people trying to do their Connor Brown chants, the smile on his face, people throwing hats on the ice.
So funny. The people throw their hat on the ice for Connor Brown's first goal of the year. And then 45 minutes after Zach Hyman gets a hat trick, they awarded to it. And there's people who are like, oh, I already threw my hat for Connor Brown's goal.
Buy a new hat and check it out.
What a game we're having.
I
would love
to know the logistics of that Hyman hat trick call, because I don't know that I've seen that many people come out on the ice that quickly to pick up hats. So I almost wonder if the ice crew got like a, hey, we're going to announce the Hyman hat trick. So everybody get out here with your skates because this is going to take a minute.
There's 2.5 minutes left in the game or whatever.
So disrespectful in the funniest way.
Why did it take so long to give him credit for the goal?
Well, there's a part of me that wonders, you could have just not done it. When you announced him as the first star of the game, you could have been like, and with a changed goal and a hat trick.
But there's someone in Toronto who's like, nah, it's my job to make sure everybody gets the goals they deserve. And that's why my name is Edgar Trentington.
But I'm just saying they could have like not announced it, because announcing it is basically just like looking at the Washington Capitals and be like, you're down 7-2, hey?
Maybe you shouldn't let Zach get a hat trick then, you bish.
I loved it because, so I was at the game with Liam and then they go, we have an announcement to make. And then Hyman, they zoomed in on him, is like, hat trick. And then I'm like, oh, here come the hats. And they all just started raining down. And you could see Capitals players like throwing their hands in the air, like, come on.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Shut up, Washington.
What else happened when the hats started coming down?
I don't know.
What happened? What'd you do?
Oh, I left.
Pardon me?
Unbelievable.
I just left.
I see. So everything's working out great. You like the Oilers.
Won a bunch of money.
Won a shitload of money last night. Shut up and bet 9-9.
And then you leave.
You can't stick around after a bank robbery.
There you go. So I don't know. My dad and I are sitting there and the hats start coming down. I'm tired. I know I had work to do when I got home. I still had emails to send for the next day's shows.
Look at that face. That's a face if they lose 6-3 or win 7-2. Like what?
I was so buzzing last night. I got home and cranked out my post game article.
As you could tell by my Twitter, I was relatively drunk. I was
I saw you in the first intermission.
Oh, I do. When you have one of those 24 ounce beers every period, you end up getting a little buzzed.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like,
because Liam and I never stay for the three stars ever. Yeah, that's when I leave.
You don't want to see them give the hats?
Nah, I don't care. But we waited, Liam and I, for number one, because we were just like, they got to give it to Connor Brown. But then when Zach Hyman didn't get named 3 or 2, Like, don't you dare make us wait this for Zach Hyman. That was the most disappointed I've ever been in a first star for a guy who just got a hat trick ever.
Oh man, that I just saw something on Twitter that's going to be show content later on, so I'm going to leave it there. But I want to talk a little bit more about Connor Brown, and you know what we're going to do? We are going to play a little over under for our friends at Bet99, the local Canadian sportsbook and online casino, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger. Elevate your experience at Bet99 with same game parlays, which we took advantage of yesterday, player props and flash bet markets, fast payouts, which I know all about this morning, and smooth transaction on top of their top tier customer service. Make it the number one online gaming experience in Canada. 19 plus, play responsibly, not available to persons in Ontario. BM, Connor Brown is off the schneid. Yes. I don't know if you saw, the Oilers posted a great video of him walking into the locker room at the end of the game.
Monkey off his back.
Yeah, monkey off his back. And he goes like, that's a full blown gorilla.
Yep.
I think this could maybe spark him a bit. He'll be playing nice and loose.
I've said this, like, it's going to be the Ryan McLeod thing.
Yeah.
Where McLeod got that first one and then they just started kind of piling in. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Connor Brown goes on a little run here, we score some goals.
So between now and the end of the year, it took him whatever 60 some games of
72. 72 games since his last NHL goal, nearly two calendar years. March 24th, 2022 is his last NHL goal.
So 64 games into the Oilers season, he has one. There are 18 games left to go in the season. Over under 3.5 more goals for Connor Brown. Do you think the Heater can be that good?
Life's too short to take the under. I'm going over.
I would take the under.
You're not buying the hype.
How dare you take the smart decision?
Bless his heart. He may score a couple goals between now and the end of the year.
Getting to 4 in 18 games would be tough, though.
I don't think so. Watch it. Watch it. Watch him score. I mean, he's
a professional athlete in the NHL. He's one of the world's best. To think that he can't get a little bit of momentum now and do some shit, I just imagine
how much better he, like, even just his post game interview last night, where I go, how do you feel? He goes, I'm going to go have at least a glass of red wine or two.
Was that what he said?
He's a red wine guy?
Yeah, big red wine guy, red wine lifestyle for everybody. But, like, you got to imagine just the pressure on his shoulders just gone.
Oh, fuck. That'd be just the best feeling in the world. Going, like, driving home from the rink that night and just being like, oh, thank God. Feel like a new man, I bet.
I bet he's light on his skates for the last 18 games.
Is our Connor Brown married? What's the situation with his
wife? He just had a baby right before the season started.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah.
Now he has one goal and one baby?
I don't know about the one baby thing. He might have more than one, but definitely one goal to go along.
That's for sure. One goal. One baby he admits to.
Well, yeah. Who among us, right?
You got a secret baby.
You don't want to claim all of them, Tyler.
No, they'll all make contact with you on Father's Day and fight each other. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to look those kids in the eye one each at a time and be like, you're mine, but just shh.
Just the one for Connor Brown. Just the one baby. So one baby, one goal, one wife.
Oh.
Good collection of things there.
Thought there might be a sister wife situation kind of going on, but guess not.
Do you think
when he gets his second goal?
Second goal, second wife.
If Connor Brown and Brett Kulak wore each other's suits home,
nobody would know.
How long until Mrs. Kulak looks at Connor Brown and goes,
you're a little taller.
Yeah. You look like you scored less than my Brett. No?
It is true, Brett Kulak has.
They look shockingly alike.
They do look alike.
All white people look alike to me, but they really look alike.
Yeah, they really do. And now
I thought Brett Kulak actually played well last night. Stepped up.
Connor Brown, too.
He had an assist. Like just under 19 minutes ice time doing this off the dome, Tyler.
What if we call them like Brett Brown and Connor Kulak?
Ooh.
It's kind of funny. A little joke to it.
Connor Koo.
If you could allow me to bring down the vibes of what was a great night.
I would like to have like some kind of like twin situation, maybe like a Danny DeVito.
But they look too much alike. Twin situation was Yamamoto and
Vinny Desharnais.
Yeah, Vinny D.
Yeah.
Troy Stetcher kind of stunk last night.
His hair's too slick back for my liking.
He's very slick back.
I don't like it. I don't trust a guy with that much gel in his hair.
The penalties he took were bad.
And then he screened Skinner on the first goal.
Well, that was also not a great goal.
And not a great goal.
But I thought he was fine. Like, what? He had two practices?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not actually. I still think he's going to be a good pickup. I still think there's a chance he takes someone's spot in the lineup.
He's just sassy.
Aren't they talking about
sassy boy?
Signing him already?
No, that's Sam Carrick and.
Oh, Sam Carrick, the guy at the maple syrup, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you want a direct pipeline to that maple syrup.
If Dallas Eakins has endorsed another maple syrup in the NHL, I haven't seen it.
In fact, I'm surprised he even enjoys those natural sugars.
He's aware of it, but he doesn't try it.
Yeah. He wouldn't imbibe. He's like a Connor Bedard of sorts.
Adam Henrique got his first point as an Oiler on the
Connor Brown goal. Our boy Sean Pangs at OilersNation.com, right? Can Adam Henrik unlock Connor Brown's offense? Fucking did it.
Why can't he? Vander Kane was moving well on that line.
He said in the pregame interview he was going to try to set him up.
Yeah.
If that line can just get a little bit going, what a game changer that would be for the Oilers to have three scoring lines.
Like, if you can go into the playoffs and be like very confident that once every two games, that third line is going to get you a goal or outscore the opposition.
A little bit of juice.
Holy shit, are you ever in a different spot?
It's all we need is a little juice.
Because Fogle, McLeod, and Draisaitl, that thing's legit.
Yeah.
That blows my mind that that's the line.
Fogle was part of our BLT bets parlay.
Yeah.
Fogle goal. Liam picked it. When Fogle scored last night, Liam and I went bananas because we knew the parlay was hitting.
Yeah, I was going nuts too. That was so sick.
It was so much fun.
I was sitting there. First TV timeout of the third period. Oilers were up 5-2 still, I think. Fired up my bet 9-9 to go check out. I put just a straight bet Oilers puck line. Mm. And the payout was like, whatever, $70. And the cash out was like $68.50. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll just take the cash out. I don't need the $1.50 all that bad.
Well, I could have bought you a coffee this morning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That was a good night to be an Oilers fan last night. They've won two in a row now. Canucks lost in OT, so the Oilers
gained. Yeah, they coughed up a 3-1 lead, didn't they? Something like that.
Yeah. 3-0 lead.
Thatcher Demko gone. Canucks, fake news.
Uh-huh. So the Oilers are now just 9 points back of the Canucks with three games in hand and a head-to-head game against Vancouver still to play this year. So
how long is Demko out for?
I think they said 3 weeks at the time, so probably still probably still 2-3 weeks.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that too bad for them, obviously. Ha ha. Maybe they want a slightly used Jack Campbell. He's playing good in the American League.
He looked like $1 million walking in the other day on the Condors.
Yeah, he had that nice cap with the vest and the tie.
This guy's not worried.
No.
This guy's making money.
No, I saw on his missus' Instagram, somebody said, Waz sent that to me. They've got a beautiful pool. They got the palm trees. He's feeling good. He's got a nice bronze.
If you're making NHL money to play for Bakersfield in the California sun right now.
Yeah. How does it work? Like playoff start. Is he coming up as a black ace?
Yeah.
Can they do that?
Yep.
Cool.
Him, Gagne.
Hell yeah.
Holloway will probably come back and just play, like actually play. I talked with
Gregor. I need Sam Gagne to get at least one playoff game at Rogers Place. Has to happen.
Starting lineup for your Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, the place will go bananas.
Hats just go on the ice. I hope we just start throwing hats whenever the fuck we feel like it now. We're just like, yeah, you know what? Sam's in the warm-up. Hats. Here come the hats.
Wow, what a goal by Connor McDavid. It's like 4 minutes in the game.
Hot hat. Yeah. It's like the rats in Florida. We just throw our hats on the ice for any old situation.
Yeah.
That's funny. The hat salesman of Edmonton are like, please.
We got to get back to throwing steaks on the ice.
And like not in
maybe like oil canisters, like oil things. Chuck those on there.
Molotov cocktails.
Why not?
Why not?
Nobody's doing it.
Someone's throwing them down the other team's tunnel into their
lit oil.
We already got Diamond and Diamond on retainer to make sure that all of the injury issues are solved. So why not Molotov cocktails?
Diamond. Imagine we come outside and Diamond's in the office, lined up by height, just waiting to kick the shit out of us.
I want them to be arranged by 10.
Got him.
I just took a sip of my mini bottle of Coca-Cola, and when he said line up by height, it almost came up my nose.
I'd like to see them arranged by height, but if there's like two that are the same height, by shade of tan, that is the tan.
By height and by shade?
Yeah.
Now, your M-Chuck, you either drink like a 4-liter Christmas 1987
bust
or a mini Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, they were on sale at the grocery store, worked out to about 75 cents per when you buy the whole pack. And they're just little 300 milliliter shooters of Coca-Cola. I figured it's better.
Shooters.
I figured it's better than me just always lugging around a liter of cola. So,
well, I don't know. Well, I'm probably not nearly as flat.
No, it's good. And like, again, now the most I'll drink in a day is 300 mils. Sometimes the liter will get away from you. I think, oh boy, I put back like 750 mils of this thing today. That's not a healthy choice. So this one, life's better with moderation.
Wow. Debatable.
You sound like those stupid ads for moderation. Yeah. Have you seen those things? It's like, I drink sometimes, but not all the time. Shut up, you pussy.
That's are those real say. Things?
Yeah. You haven't seen the ads for moderation during Oilers games?
Yeah. I like the one where it's like, mix in a dry day, one day of the week where you won't drink. And I'm like, that's the bar? Like, just don't get
come on, Alberta. You can do this. No deal.
Like, what are they talking about? Like, two drinks per day kind of thing? Something?
There was that one study that came out like a month ago. I was like, actually, two drinks a week might be too much still.
And
I was like,
two drinks a week?
I feel, though, that these stupid studies they tell us on the news all the time are just to get our moms excited. Because I don't know about your parents. My mom would come and be like, did you hear? It's been broccoli all along killing us. Like, okay.
Well, I feel like eggs is the perfect example is eggs. They're good for us, and then they're bad for us, and then they're good for us.
They're good for us again.
And then they get this multi-million-dollar marketing campaign behind them, and the dude's wearing funny pants, and you're like, shit, maybe I should have eggs for dinner now.
And sugar industry convinced us fat was bad for us, but fat's actually not that bad for you. It's sugar that's the real fucking problem.
Isn't there also...
How many grams of sugar in that mini Coke yours?
Question.
I always find it amazing.
Nutritional facts not listed.
Because we're getting to dollar drink days.
Oh, yeah.
So I love me an iced coffee, but then me missus sent me how much sugar is in a large iced coffee.
There is an extra large cup of sugar in a large iced coffee.
Pretty much.
Well, that's why I do pretty much at home.
You make your own iced coffee?
Yeah.
I do too.
I make my own sugar.
I make my own.
Mostly you add all those freaking mice.
It's mostly chalk. Homemade sugar.
Chalk and fingernails.
There is a mouse update if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I took my old couch from the main room at Wanya Manor into the basement. I'd sat in it so much, I'd sat right through it. Okay. All right.
The one that was in your living room?
Yes. In the basement, new couch, Wanya Jr. I put it down in a room. I have an empty bedroom in the basement of Wanya Manor. So I put the couch down there, kind of like an auxiliary sitting room. I go in there. There's a mouse in that room.
Oh, no.
So it makes me wonder if, in fact, the mice were in the couch the entire time as we sat there living our lives.
They were just your roommates the whole time.
Well, that one little guy that stood there like Stuart Little beside me, I got him for show. Mm-hmm. But anyways, now the basement has just got a fleet, an Armageddon of mouse traps. And until I see one tripped up, I don't trust shit.
Yeah.
You'll have these mice too in your house, your M-Chuck.
Oh, fucking knock on wood and bless the Lord that I have not ran into any sort of problem.
I agree. Because like my townhouse, they're essentially like four back to back. And there was last summer, maybe like the building manager came in, just so you know, there's like a mouse problem around here. And I go, oh, fuck. So I'm downstairs like looking for turds and stuff. Like I'm an inspector.
Yeah.
I think the reason I didn't and my neighbor didn't is he's got three cats.
Oh, they've been taking care of business.
They're just handling business.
Every time I've had an exterminator come to take a look at Wanya Manor, I'm like beside myself with freaking out. I'm like, do you have a gun in the car? Can we do this the old fashioned way? And they're always just like, yeah, that'll happen. Like no one's ever surprised, it seems, to see a house in Edmonton with mice.
The only thing I'm pissed about, if you remember last summer, I had my squirrel infestation in the backyard, living under my shed, not in the shed, thankfully, but under the shed. So I went and I got a live trap and I trapped them.
Yeah.
Trapped two of them, drove them across a body of water. I went across
the sturgeon. You picked up a squirrel in the trap?
Yeah.
Was that scary?
Very much. And then I started to sympathize with him and I was like, God, this little guy.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. I was like, this little, almost reversed though, because I'm his cat.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't sympathizing with me. He never knows. Like, oh, this is a pain in the ass for you.
Takes some time.
Hey, aren't you that guy from DFO?
Yeah. So got my buddy Eli. We would drive like 15 minutes north. Past St. Albert, out near Morinville. So there's what I read online is you got to go across a body of water or they'll beat you home. So I went across the Sturgeon River, granted, barely a body of water.
Yeah, it's more of a puddle.
Yeah, but I got these two in like a matter of 3 days, moved out. I'm like, okay, I got the mom and the dad, I'm good. I must have left one or they came back because now there's like four and I see them running around in my backyard all the time and like they're aggressive. Yeah. If I go out there, they don't like scurry away, or if I go bang on the shed, they don't like run away. They go on top of the shed and bark at
it. Let me ask you a question.
Squirrels bark?
They go like, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Yeah, they make those like chattering sounds.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bark.
Let me ask you a question. Are you more inclined to a death to squirrels trap now?
Oh, but I just feel so fucking bad when I see them in the trap that like if I did dump them in a tub of water, I'd be like,
would you feel bad?
Whoa, what?
I don't know.
Would you feel bad if they were mice?
No.
Squirrels are mice with a cuter tail.
I know.
It is really strange as a conditioning as a society. When you see a mouse, you freak out, but a squirrel, it's somehow okay.
Yeah, it's cute tail.
Is that Chippendale? What the fuck? How come?
It must be Chippendale.
Good marketing team.
Alvin and the Chipmunks too. A kid, you know, squirrel adjacent.
You know, they hold a little nut. Oh, fuck.
Maybe they have a little top hat and a crown they do with dance.
The other thing I'm debating doing is moving my shed.
I've never seen a mouse water ski. Have seen a squirrel water ski.
Mickey Mouse has done a lot of stuff. He bought Darth Vader. Why do you have to dunk them in water?
I was like, humane ways to kill squirrels. And it was like, fill up a bin with water, get a live trap, trap them, and just dunk them in there. And
I don't know that drowning them is the most humane thing to do.
Yeah, but I also don't have like a gun.
But doesn't the trap kill them? Isn't that the point of the trap?
No, the trap, it's like a relocation trap that I have.
Oh, but if you got a lethal trap.
Yeah, you need a lethal trap.
Oh, but then I have to dispose of a body.
Ah, that's
you want to have like a little tiny like beheading. What are those called?
Yeah, guillotine.
Guillotine. That's what you need. It's a guillotine.
People are going to be, there are going to be a lot of people who listen to this who like hunt and do stuff like that. And I can be like, holy shit, you are soft. And I know I am.
You want me to come do it? I'm from a small town.
Your dad would come do it probably for me, right?
My dad would take the tail and you'd go get his nickels for him.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's it. Your dad can come have a sleepover with me for a weekend.
He'd love it.
I caught a mouse in a salad bowl one time.
What'd you do with it?
Had like a record on the bottom of it. So you see what I'm saying? Like the mouse is there, big salad bowl, record on the bottom.
Yep.
My sister and I are running out the street screaming. We lived across the street from a ravine. We're going to throw everything. Record, bowl, huck it. As we're running, the little mouse tail pops out underneath as we're running like this. I shriek, throw the ball in the middle of the street. It fucking, the mouse flinks out. It's running around the middle of the asphalt. We're all screaming. The mouse, I don't think it was barking, but it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Absolute shit, disaster. Though, drop bars.
But yeah, so like I have these squirrels are in my backyard living under the shed. I hear them every morning run across the side of my house. And if I'm sitting on my upstairs couch watching TV, I have a tree right by my big front window and they fucking come and like look at me through the window. And
alternate question.
Huh?
Would you like to borrow Frank for a weekend?
That's so why you don't have mice. It's because of Frank, terrier. Man. That's why you didn't have mice.
He is a terrier and they are bred to fuck rodents up. Maybe, Frank has got squirrel kills under his belt.
So maybe I got to bring you.
You may think that he's an adorable gambling degenerate.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But he is a ruthless killer.
So maybe I have to invite you over for a barbecue in my backyard. Grill up some steaks.
Let Frank and cruise just let around.
Frank,
he'll handle business.
Nuts. All right, we might have an agreement.
One time, he killed a squirrel at my sister's house, and he was taunting me with it.
Frank he had it in his mouth.
He had it in his mouth, and he's like, "Come get it. What are you gonna do?"
Huh? You were like, "Oh, I don't want that."
Yeah, I was like, "I didn't want that at all," but I didn't want him to like just eat it either. Mm-hmm. Surely that's not great for him. But yeah, he was just playing around with a dead squirrel in his mouth.
I see.
Chucking it up in the air is quite graphic. You know?
Ew.
Seems like a lot.
You know?
Yeah, celebrating. Like, reveling.
Have you ever seen those videos of like a killer whale flinging a seal way up in the air?
No.
Oh, you should look that up. The killer whales are fucked up. Frank was essentially doing that with the squirrel, but he was just tossing it by the tail up in the air.
Damn.
If it wasn't murder, it would have been adorable.
I need a dog.
Yeah, dogs are cool.
You ever going to get a dog?
The problem with having a dog, I love him to death. But you can't just like a cat, you can leave for the weekend and the cat will just take care of itself. Dogs aren't like that.
Yeah. Maybe you have someone come over for like 30 minutes, like fill.
You need somebody to come and kind of hang out with them.
Yeah. So like, that's not great for me. And I always tell Amber, I'm like, I don't know, maybe when we're like a little bit more in air quotes settled down and we don't want to like bounce around and travel as much. But I told her, I was like, it's fun for us to be able to like, on a Saturday, I'd be like, let's go golfing. Okay, we go golfing.
Well,
let's go get dinner
out. You can do that with a dog.
But then like, oh, we go get dinner after. Let's go get drinks after. We're gone for like 9 hours. I'm like, Amber, as soon as we get a dog, it's like, oh shit, we got to go back see the dog.
Well, that is true. Like Frank is chilling at home right now, but he's just sleeping.
Yeah. I don't want the responsibility. I can't stand responsibility.
And they're expensive, those little fuckers.
Yeah, that do.
They're so cute. And you're just like, whatever you need, buddy. Really, I want to be spending all my money on moon rocks and penny whistles.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck with your squirrels. Frank to come over and visit, just let me know.
I will. I'm just not excited for the spring when I got to start. I love mowing my grass, but like I'm scared to go get my lawnmower because I'm like, those fuckers are going to start running around on top of the roof and get me.
You're scared of them?
And then I read about they could have rabies. I'm like, if I get bit and I die.
Oh, that'd be great content though.
Yeah, it would be Tyler dies via squirrel attack.
We've got enough
the squirrels
of your audio.
That legally own your house.
We've got enough of your audio. We would just AI recreate.
Oh yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
But like that first couple of days post squirrel death, we're going to get a lot of page views out of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe get an interview with a squirrel.
Well, we got to interview
Tyler
somebody.
Had it coming.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Was disruptive to my family.
Yeah.
He took my mom and dad last year.
I lived here for 10 years before he moved here.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
The people who lived in this house before us had a big dog, so it probably wasn't an issue for them. Been an issue for me, though, I'll tell you that.
Didn't buy the dog with the house, eh?
No.
Don't you have a dog like you can borrow, like a family dog you can borrow?
Well, like Amber's parents have like a mini poodle.
That's not going to help you.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
The dog is smaller than the squirrels.
Don't bring a poodle to a war.
Yeah. All right, we need to step aside for a break. But first, today's episode is delivered by DoorDash for a limited time. Our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION. 25 restaurants, groceries, and more, all delivered right to your door with DoorDash. You can even check out the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your order for zero extra delivery fees. Once again, that promo code, which gets you 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app. That code is NATION25. Shout out to DoorDash. We're going to step aside for a quick break and be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right. Welcome back to the pod. Chris Chalmers, not here today. He got tied up. And I was really excited because last episode, he said he wanted to get into college basketball this year. So I've been doing my research.
I have been getting people reach out to me to give me just ridiculous things to bet on for March Madness. Mm. I will be prepped.
I can help you with the March Madness bets. What you want to know?
Well, see, I don't know if I might just pick all my teams via my favorite color, mm-hmm. via their mascot. Or via what people tell me in my DMs on Instagram. Hi, my name is Bagmo. Go follow me there. Almost 8,700 followers now, Tyler.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, you're creeping. So you're going to get to 10K.
I care more about my Instagram followers than any other platform, I've decided.
I think that's actually probably smart.
Thank you.
Because Instagram has like the reels, which can always go off, like all that stuff.
Yeah. Waz posted a reel from Better Late Than Never last week that just smashed because I was mad about Vegas doing Vegas things. Mostly because I'm jealous.
So anyways, I had this whole thing today. I was going to sit with Chalmers because we said last episode, we're going to go on Bet99. We're going to pick a team to like squad ride. She's going to put $25 on some college to win the NCAA tournament and see if they can go on a magical run. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I had a bunch of people reaching out about Purdue.
Really? Where's that? So there's this guy, his name's Ken Palm, and he does like this really cool breakdown of like the team's adjusted offenses and stuff. He does have Purdue third on his list.
Yeah, so I got probably 3-4 DMs from different folks. One guy was just a Purdue alum, so I'm like, I don't know how seriously I can take you. You're going to be biased.
Yeah, that's biased.
But then there's another couple of people that are like, I think Purdue, because they haven't lost at home, but I don't know how this tournament, like where it's played. I have no idea. All over the place, I imagine. It's not like in a central location of any kind, is it?
They play all the games at once.
All at the same time on the same court?
All 67 games are played on one court at once. And then as teams lose,
but like, is it in one city or one region?
No, it moves around a ton because there's like the four regions of the bracket and eventually play down. And the final four is all in one spot. But anyways, I was excited to go through that with Chalmers today, but we're going to have to do that a different day. We're also going to do a real life March Madness.
Well, I think you've learned the gift and the curse of being friends with Chris Chalmers. He'll get your hopes up.
Yep.
He'll get your fucking hopes up.
And
like Drake's dad claiming he'll take him fishing. He never went.
Did inspire Drake to have a great music career.
I'm sure Chalmers' kids will have great careers too. Their dad has disappointed them 85,000 times by the time they turn 18. You'd work hard too.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's go to our Around Edmonton segment presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening May 31st, the Snow Valley Aerial Park is family fun all summer long. I've been there. Liam and I have plans when it opens to go back together because Liam's never been there. I really want to take them.
Your kids will love it.
Yeah.
I want to come.
Yeah, let's all do it.
I really want to do the Target golf. That just sounds fun.
Hitting golf balls up a ski hill. That sounds like a good time. Rainbow Valley Campground is rainbow-valley.com. Online bookings are coming soon. Right in the heart of Edmonton, over 60 campsites and 3 comfort camping domes right in the city.
A driving range and a ski hill to me make perfect sense.
That's a perfect way to flip your business.
It's a perfect way.
Totally.
All those years it was just sitting there with nothing. And now it's like Target Golf, the driving range.
It's perfect.
I love it.
All right. Here's what's going on. Oh, this is funny. So I talked about how, again, was I doing the beginning of this show? Yeah. Colby and I were like, oh, we got to find someone like an out of town guest. So I texted a guy I know in Buffalo who covers the Sabres. I was like, hey, can you do the hit tomorrow? He's like, yeah, sure. But like, I leave on my Western road trip right away. So like, I have a tight time frame. I'm like, oh, hey, you're coming to Edmonton next week. I forgot. I was like, well, man, you're going to love it. The weather in Edmonton is absolutely beautiful. He's like, oh, that's so great to hear. Cause like, I hate packing for this road trip. Cause we got to like go out to the coast and usually it's warm. And then Edmonton's always cold. And I was like, no, man, it's like above freezing. You're going to love it. And then after I did the hit with him, I checked the weather for next Thursday when he gets here. And it's like minus 13 again.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, do I text him?
That's nothing though for a Buffalonian.
Yeah, a Buffalo guy shouldn't rattle him too much. But
yeah, he'd be like, you guys don't have 12 feet of snow here. This is fine.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. I was texting him like gassing up the Edmonton weather. I'm like, it's great. And he's going to get here. I'm like, what the fuck, you're M-Chuck? It's cold as shit.
These next couple of days though, legit great.
Snow's going to be on.
Oh yeah.
Close to it. Did you know that the legislature has a mascot? His name is Rocky the Ram.
Hang on a second.
As in the Alberta legislature?
Yeah, they have a mascot.
Rocky the Ram.
Why does the Alberta legislature need a mascot?
Good question. Yeah, speaking of mascots, when I was at 1440, did you see how they had a little flood-a-roo there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go in and tell the joke. Did we get flood reclamation as a sponsor?
And Greg was like, shut up, shut up.
The critter flooded. The 840 CFCW critter.
Oh, yeah, they had it airing out like on the critter. Table.
So he was in the lunchroom in the middle of the station, yeah. And they were airing him out because he flooded. It's all fun and games till the character, till the mascot drowns.
Do you remember back in the day when Critter used to be on the ice at Oilers games all the time in the 90s?
Really?
No. Yeah. Why would CFCW have Oilers? Were they showing the games on CFCW?
Yeah, it used to be on, no, CFRN. Didn't CFRN used to be?
I just remember Critter because we're, think Mac Tierra of Oilers. That's when Critter was
really
was around. Yeah. Cause I remember I would go sit there and I'd like to look at Critter and I'd like to see Mac T Sands bucket.
Where the hell is Tiny Hunter from the Devils game this year?
Where is Tiny Hunter?
I don't understand why they only brought him out once.
Wanya Jr. was quite taken with Mini Hunter. He loves Hunter, but he still makes reference to Mini Hunter. Like we'll watch in the games and we'll see Hunter. We're very excited. And he'll say, where's Mini Hunter? And I'm like, son, we don't ask about three things. Where's Flex?
Flex is, that was like the worst executed thing. We have segments on this show that have lasted longer than Flex.
Yeah, on this show, the show that doesn't try hard.
Yeah.
Where's Flex? Where's Mini Hunter? Why do we trade for Griffin Reinhardt? We do not discuss these things as Oilers fans.
If I'm being honest, Rocky the Ram looks more like a dog than a ram.
There's that too. The thing with Flex is like, even when the dog was around, we never got content.
No.
And like, even
it's a dog.
Yeah, that does look like a dog.
Remember, though, that there was
that's
also
not what rams look like.
No, this is a dog.
That's a
well,
dog
you got a deal
horns.
On a dog and then you just added some help.
Yeah, ram, a la carte. Yeah, yeah, a la carte.
Remember when they had the other dog at the game and it kept barking during the telecast? Oh, that's
someone's so good. Service dog.
That I think so that's good. What scared them off Flex. I think they're like, we can't have a dog barking. Kill Flex.
Kill Flex.
Put a bullet in him.
That's what the
get,
Bobby.
Get your Unchuck squirrel live trap. And
other teams have dogs that come into the dressing room as a puppy. They make you see it content. Get big. They make content. A player guaranteed adopts and brings him home to his lovely children. Oilers roll out a dog for an hour. It's never seen again.
That was weird. If someone has insight on that, let me know. Actually, I kind of now want to get to the bottom of this.
Well,
put on your investigative journalist hat.
That double-sided Sherlock Holmes type hat
that's
with
right.
two brims.
And you got the little news cap in there. Yeah. News card.
Better go borrow one of Gregor's paperboy hats.
Imagine you're just like, I'm going to go solve this. You just go out into society with like a notepad and a little fedora on to solve what happened to Flex.
I believe that you could do it.
That would actually be really good video content. If you just had Waz follow me around outside Rogers Place asking people, excuse me. I'm looking for information on Flex the dog.
Listen, yeah,
stop people trying to go to the parking.
But you got to talk like an old time newsy guy. See?
You need Morse code to start your report too. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, Tyler Rumchuk reporting live from Riverdale. Flex is still not here. The search continues.
How long do you think we could go around outside Roger's place asking people where's Flex until someone from OEG came out and was like, enough, out.
Probably
like,
12 seconds. Like, they have a photo. Do not let this guy ask anyone questions.
Especially if you got your like mustard yellow jacket on and your news cap.
With a pipe?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Where's Flex?
Tyler, your MJ here. He's dressed as Sherlock Holmes again.
Do we go get him now or what's the rule?
Yeah. What do we have to do?
I'm here at the Clareview LRT station. No Flex to be found. The search continues.
That would be really good.
That'll be the add-in on our Snow Valley around Edmonton segment.
Where's Flex? Where did we search for Flex this week?
Yeah. I can tell you, guarantee, he was not at Rogers Place last night.
Nope. He was not enjoying the game like we were. Mm-mm. Hey, did you see,
can I just real quick story from last night
about Flex?
In a way it is a flex. At one point I'm sitting there watching the game with Liam and we're just kind of cruising around and he just kind of gives me the elbow nudge to like look in front. And there was a guy in front of us Googling pictures of Liam and Liam eating a banana. When I looked over the guy's shoulder, it was a picture of Liam eating a banana and man, did I laugh.
That's on brand.
Also, if you think the guy is behind you, you should probably try to hide your phone while you Google photos of him.
What does it matter?
I was trying to read the text messages too, because I'm pretty sure one of the text messages goes, oh yeah, that's him.
Is the guy just doing this?
Shit. I love it. I'm glad that nobody knows who I am. That didn't happen to me. Mm-mm.
I also like, because like people obviously come up to Liam during the game. And they're like, hey, Oilers Nation guy, what up? I like them listening to a show like this and being like, fuck, that was bagged milk with him. What did he look like? And just not remembering.
Yeah, not remembering, having an idea.
So
yeah.
Today I'm at a cafe, you know, getting a coffee as you do, but yeah. Not from our own cafe because I like to cheat on myself. And a bunch of firefighters come in.
Hey.
And I'm yammering at some guy in the cafe, blah, 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 top of my lungs as I do. And this guy's just standing there like hands in his pockets. He's got his fucking walkie talkie going. Looking at me, I'm like, may I help you? I mean, he's a first responder, right? I mean, thank you for your service. He goes, you sure must like hockey, hey? And I'm like, okay. He goes, Wanye, and then just stared at me.
Ha! How would he even know that?
My voice.
It is is interesting getting recognized strictly by voice.
Well, I looked at him and he looked at me and I was like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Thank God I'm not your M Chuck. That was one of my first thoughts.
That's why we have to have pockets full of like smoke bombs. So that perfect situation, smoke bomb out the door.
Because your identity, like BM's identity, protected, but enough people have come on like Nation Vacation stuff. Like if you're a diehard, you could probably figure out who BM is.
Only one of us is serious about this fucking secrecy thing.
Yeah. Well, Jay's line is always, it's the worst kept secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but what they talk about when it's a badly kept secret.
Yeah. But you're to pick out your voice though.
It's impressive.
Wow.
He's a first responder, though. It means he's sharper than the rest of us.
But chances are he's probably listening to this, talking about that.
You know, didn't think about that one. Well, sir, thank you for your service.
Have a wonderful day.
Keep fighting them fires, dog.
Yep. That's not really what firefighters do anymore, though.
No, not at all. I had a buddy who was like...
I have a buddy who's one of my best friends on EFD, and his days are fucked.
Yeah, I had a friend who is changing careers right now, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to be a firefighter. And he talked to someone who's a firefighter, and they're like, oh, we don't really fight fires.
We wish it was on fire. That's like 1% of our calls.
Yeah. And my buddy was like, ooh, that does not sound like something I
want
to do.
Like if you want a bunch of just dark stories, firefighters got endless dark stories. A bunch of my buddies that I went to high school with are on EFD right now. It's just like, it's fucking gnarly.
You know who really has dark stories? People who develop film.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even just like, back in the day when you have to drop off your roll of film to get your pictures developed, the gnarly shit those people must have seen over the years.
But I think that there's like, until that Robin Williams movie came out about photos, remember?
No.
Photo Mart?
Robin Williams. I got the technology.
Photo. Knowing a kid who worked at the Superstore Photo Lab, he said like
one hour photo.
A lot of people who worked at the photo labs were fucking weirdos who wanted to see people's photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way.
It's strange to think that like when we were little, somebody'd be like, hey, do you want to come over and look at family photos from our vacation? You'd be like, hell no. If somebody was like, you want to come look at a photo I took of dinner last night? Hell no. If you're like in the future, an app that shows you someone's vacation photos and their meal is the most popular thing in the world.
You will spend 6 hours a day.
Yeah. Just staring like, what?
Could you imagine when you had to develop photos and you just bring it in and it's all just pictures of lunch? Never would have happened.
Look at all this food I ate.
I have so many pictures of my dog sleeping because he's adorable that just, I would have spent so much money on useless photos. Now I just carry them with me.
I did like on the Last Nation vacation how Gina just had a disposable camera on her.
It was old school.
Yeah, it was very old school.
I remember back in the day, our parents would get our photos developed and they were like this long. Do you remember? Yep. Do you remember when the camera industry convinced us all what we really need are like 14-inch long photos?
They were like all panorama.
Every single photo was panorama.
And then you always got that one in the front that just was your the aggregation of all of the photos in the pack so you could look at the tiny little ones.
Yeah.
More copies. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
I don't fully remember doing that ever because it would have been like...
You were busy sending faxes.
Yeah, sending faxes. Oh, yeah, we talked about this in the last episode.
Do you remember when you were in high school and all of a sudden people started getting jobs and it was like your coworkers had won the lottery and they'd like show up at school and be like, I have $50. You're like, holy shit.
And I know people listening to this older than me are going to have like way better stories of this. But I think about, I worked at West Edmonton Mall, lived in my parents' house in St. Albert. And I would go in for 3-hour shifts at Jersey City after high school to go like help close. I would make $27. And drive my dad's old Dodge Ram truck, I would burn $14 of gas. It was like none of what I was doing made financial sense at all. And I remember my boss being like, you want longer shifts? I was like, no, I don't want to be here that long. Like, I just want to profit $8 an evening.
That's all I need.
Like, it was pointless. It was so dumb. And it wasn't like things were exactly cheap in 2015 when I was doing this. Like that $8 wasn't getting me very far.
2015. I remember when I got a job at a golf store.
I was working here in 2015.
Yeah. I was in this room in 2015. Because
I would sit at the back of Jersey City on my phone and read Oilers Nation articles and be like, this would be cool.
I remember Tyler, he asked me for a raise one time when he just started writing articles for us. And he made us have a coffee date at Little Brick. And he handed me a written letter.
Why I deserve a raise. Smart.
And smart. I remember when you came in to talk to us. I wouldn't say it was an interview, but I remember coming into the office at Little Brick and be like, now who the fuck is this? And sitting down with you and be like, I'm going to give this guy the gears. And you were ready. You're like, I already have my own website, man, and I'm already getting paid to write about sports, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. I pay somebody else to do it and I make a lift. And I was like, well, I think I just met my boss. But we should probably sign him on and this is going to go.
I was
great.
Like, yeah, the Shortbread Crusaders pay me $60 an article, but I got this guy, Liam, who actually writes all the articles for me now and I give him 50. I keep 10.
I'm like, well, as the super scammer in the room, you all sound like you have something going great.
Yeah.
Well, I went to work at this golf store and I didn't have a SIN number because I was too young. Mm. I went to work there before I was 14. You couldn't get a SIN until you're 14. Oh, wow. So for the entire first summer, I worked for a golf bag and a pair of golf shoes.
Cool.
Worked all summer.
I had no school. I'm going to say I was putting 20 to 25 hours a week just regripping clubs and spikes. My boss comes to me one day and I'm like doing my thing. And he's like, where is your SIN number? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, you think you're winning. I'll never forget like somebody explaining an adult meeting a child for the first time in the work world. He's like, you think you're winning right now. I'm criminally underpaying you. Like you need to go get your SIN number. And I was like, I'm only 13. And he was like, oh my God. Cause he'd hired an underage child.
When I was that age, I used to go, my old man knew a bunch of farmers around the small towns. I used to go pick rocks in fields.
Ooh.
What a horrible job that was.
That was tough.
What? How were you paid per rock?
They would just, it was like an hourly thing, but it was like $3.50 an hour, some garbage like that. And you would just stand in the sun all day and pick rocks out of the field and chuck them in buckets, then dump them in a tractor and just keep moving on.
So I had worked at Jersey City for call it 6 months before tax time that year. And my boss comes to me and is like, hey, I just ran all the stuff with your SIN number. When I first hired you, you gave me the wrong SIN number.
Ah.
So it was actually, I had gone to work that first day, needed to fill out paperwork, didn't have my SIN card on me because I don't carry it on me. So I texted my dad. I was like, hey, can you text me my SIN number so I can fill this out? My dad texted me my sister's SIN number. Hmm. And so for the first 6 months, the government thought it was my sister working at Jersey City.
How'd you do?
I would assume fine. Stuck around.
My dad, this is unhinged, made me memorize my SIN number.
Really?
The week I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, this card is useless to you. Mm-hmm. You need to memorize that number. And I can spit it out like crazy now.
Oh, I should make that a goal of mine to memorize it.
It's not that hard. It's nine digits.
Nine digits, yeah.
I knew this bad kid growing up named Trung. And one summer, his dad made him paint a barn all summer because he was bad. And then at the end of the summer, his dad brought a tractor in and pulled the barn down to show him the futility of life and being bad. And it didn't change him.
It made him worse, probably.
It didn't make him worse. He'd still tell the story, but he was still bad.
I feel like that would be an origin story of him turning into a villain.
Yeah.
He was like, you want to hear a story? And he just laid it on me. And I was like, man, that's hardcore. Hmm.
So anyways, yeah, shout out to Snow Valley.
Of course.
Area Park.
Enjoy your plug.
They got a barn that they'll pull down at the end of every summer after.
I do like how on every show, it's like the ad reads, boom, this. And on this show, we're kind of just like, yeah, you'll get a segment probably. I don't know. Spent 45 minutes making fun of Diamond and Diamond last week. We'll jam you in there somewhere.
Yeah,
in,
it's funny the difference because Oilers Nation Radio is like very regimented with our ad reads.
The marketing team is like, read this verbatim. You cannot fuck this up.
But the good ads they say are the ones where you speak informally about a brand in your life.
They're way more interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, shout out to Bet99.
I guarantee more people enjoyed our Diamond and Diamond ad last episode than the ones during the
other. I had a buddy text me and be like, did Diamond and Diamond pay you guys for that? Be honest. I'm like, we're not that advanced. We're just talking shit.
I'm honestly surprised that no one like DM'd us or something, being like, hey man, heard someone or I know someone at Diamond Diamond, like either they think this is hilarious or they're kind of fucking pissed.
Yeah, my dad's Trung Diamond. That bad kid with the barn? Well, he's a lawyer now and he's pissed.
And he's tanned as fuck.
Yeah, he's not playing.
And then what about the chin straps? You don't see those often.
I can't imagine everybody goes to work at Diamond and Diamond looking like that. I think you adapt to your environment. And like 3 years in as a junior associate, you're like, you know what? I should go to the gym. It's and like, then your fourth anniversary, you're like, you know what? I'm probably not getting enough vitamin pale. K. I should probably get a tanning pod.
I'm a little pale.
Or they have a tanning bed at work.
Oh yeah. And you gotta pop in like, there a quick 15 before meeting. You know, you
hear people who like work construction who are like, yeah, I started smoking because I realized everyone else was getting 15 minute breaks and I wasn't getting breaks. Yeah. The Diamond and Diamond lawyers are like, everyone else gets a tanning break twice a day.
Yeah, nobody smokes at Diamond and Diamond. They all just pop in the beds for 15 minutes.
You don't think Diamond and Diamond has a labor agreement where they get mandated tanning breaks, do you?
I would assume so. It's all written in their employment agreements. Yeah.
That's actually what the big dispute was between the city and their workers.
Well, the real interesting thing is that the partners at Diamond and Diamond, they've got their own tanning rooms. You know what I mean? Like when they have private bathrooms, like the bougie guys.
Yeah.
Don't touch those.
I was laughing my ass off about that strike, you know, Tyler, because I love labor unrest. You know how I get.
Yeah, your favorite NHL seasons are
2004, massive losses. 2014, enormous losses. The fuck are we going to say now? I'm thinking about the strike.
Labor dispute. With
Yes, of course. It was all hilarious when it was the librarian striking. But then I found out that the city cemeteries weren't burying the dead.
What are they doing with them?
The funeral homes have to hold on to them.
Stacking them.
Just let the crows
you
out.
Just file them, you know?
Yeah. I was honestly, listen, people might say this was rude. I didn't really care until I got an email from my beer league a week before playoffs being like, hey, it's like the rec centers are going to be pretty affected by this. Like, I'll let you know what the playoff schedule. And I was like, what the fuck? Figure this out.
That's why you were picketing.
Yeah. I was out there on the front.
Your Ramchick doesn't give a shit unless his beer league's impacted. Then all of a sudden he's Mr. Labor Rights. Yeah. Send end of the strike, he said.
No, other way. I was trying to get into the union to dissolve it. I was causing unrest. I was going to the, what do they call
you
it?
You at the meeting of the fake mustache? Yeah. I say the labor unions are wrong.
What do they call it? You're a welch or something? What's
scab?
The term? Scab.
You were encouraged scabbing?
Yeah, I was just going around being like, oh, you're crossing the picket lines.
Hey, man, I think this union's fucking us. Like, where do you work? You're like, I'm a librarian.
Foot Locker. Jersey City. This union's fucking us. That guy's right. Hey. Here, 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 here.
And where's that fucking dog?
Find me, Flex.
All right. Well, how much time are we at?
We got plenty of time to go. Right?
Sorry, Tyler.
You think we're done.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Trying to get out of here early.
Yeah.
My post-show zin is itches creeping in.
Really, can I have one?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like when they finally land in Canada, I'm not talking about the Zonics. I'm going to be a world of trouble.
Hold on. What's Zonic?
It's Zin knockoffs.
Zin knockoffs.
Just they put a letter Z at the front of it?
Yeah, that's basically the whole marketing.
It's like, remember back in the day, everybody had those Adidas jackets and then No Surrender was like, hey, two stripes.
Yeah,
that's Zonic.
Company did that?
Yeah, No Surrender.
It was like the No Fear knockoff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There was also No Rules. Which
in the 90s, we had no time for anything. No time for fear?
Nope.
No time for surrender?
Nope. And there was also a no rules.
No rules, just do
Anarchy.
It. Just do it, it said underneath. Remember Hypercolor shirts?
Of course. You put them in the dryer, fucked it up though.
Yeah, you had to let them air dry.
Yeah.
Kid in my grade 4 class, super long Hypercolor shirt, sat down, farted in it, stood up, and it was like it was tie-dyed.
Cool.
And we all laughed and laughed and laughed.
This is good fun.
Good clean fun in the 90s.
What happened to Hypercolor shirts? I feel like we could rock those now.
Well, they were carcinogen. Yeah, half the people who wore them died.
Oh, Jesus.
That's unlucky.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 4 episodes into Full Swing.
How good is it?
It's great.
Fucking awesome.
Wyndham Clark is the most likable guy on tour.
I thought it was really interesting how Wyndham Clark, that whole episode was kind of like having a performance coach and like getting your mental game dialed in.
Yeah.
Whereas the flip side is what's his balls?
Damon just being like, I'm not doing it. But also, so Chalmers went on his rant about Joel Damon on the last episode. And I watched it after hearing Chalmers rant. So I went in with the expectation that like, I'm not going to like the way this guy acts and goes about himself. He is very clearly dealing with some trauma. To be that adamant to like, I'm not going to see a sports psychologist because I hated my therapist when my mom died when I was in high school. I was like, all right.
There's
like a layer to it there.
There's some strings tying him to the past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But him and his caddy, and like, again, his caddy, I think is fighting the good fight. But the only two times they had like close to hearts together were when they were drunk.
Yeah.
So if I'm this caddy, like again,
you and I have done that though.
Yeah. Hundreds of times.
Which one were you caddying for?
Oh, I always caddy for Tyler. He's the star here.
But then we also will do it sober.
Yeah.
And like, I was just looking at that being like, if you're this caddy being like, I want the best for him. Like they showed that end conversation of them on the plane, and hugging and crying.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, but like you're both holding beers right now. Like, wow. I know. I just felt like it was like this caddy. Yes. Fighting the good fight. Also, maybe you should sit him down and be like, hey man, talk like business wise at like 11 a.m. Not at like 9 p.m. when we're hammered.
Have you watched the Fitzpatrick brothers episode yet?
No, that's the one I'm on.
It's probably next up.
Yeah. Man. Good.
Fun.
Are they cool?
It's just, you really start to cheer for Alex Fitzpatrick because his brother is such a stud in terms of the golf world. And he's just trying to up and come and he's living in the shadow. It's great.
Cool. I'm a bigger Rory McIlroy fan than I was before.
The live thing was fascinating.
And just like how
he was just completely bamboozled.
Yeah. Monahan fucked him so hard.
He was like the poster boy for like PGA players.
Who are we talking about?
Rory McIlroy.
Oh yes, of course. The whole live thing.
So like Drive to Survive turned you into like a diehard F1 fan. Is this giving you this?
I wouldn't say diehard.
Oh, but like, I mean, I watch it, DK and all that. Yeah. Do you have any interest in starting to tune into golf?
Possibly. But the thing I like about golf coverage is it bops around everywhere.
Yeah.
That satisfies my goldfish attention. So I could see myself getting into it. The thing about F1 that I liked after watching Drive to Survive is I was so invested in the stories, but I had also binged 3 seasons in a row.
Oh yeah.
So maybe this year I'd watch more golf. If I get attached to one of the players, like, what's the Asian dude's name?
Tom Kim.
He fucking rules.
I haven't gotten his episode yet.
I can very, very much see myself cheering for that guy. Love his attitude about golf, work, hates promotion, hates doing everything, just wants to go practice. Love it.
I don't know where he's at right now. It's the Players, like the unofficial 5th major or whatever they call it. And Rory's tied to the lead to the first round. Giddy up. Nick Taylor, Canadian.
There's a hilarious part one here where they're talking about like the Live PGA merger. And they asked Dustin Johnson, they go, hey, DJ, do you think the PGA players that didn't go to Live should get financially compensated for riding out with them? And he just goes, no.
He like laughs.
He goes, we took the risk. Essentially, quote, or paraphrasing, fuck those guys.
Yeah. Paulina's in it a lot too.
Paulina's in a lot.
Oh, the funniest thing. So they go to this like rooftop.
The only wife, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they do like Rory's or not Rory's.
But that much though?
No, not that much. But
so is Ellen Nordgren in it?
No.
Why? What happened?
Yeah.
So no, there's this she's scene still there. Before one of the tournaments where they're like going to this rooftop party and they're following Dustin Johnson and Paulina into there. And it's like, Dustin Johnson's wearing an all black Balenciaga sweater and Paulina's dressed all fancy and they're slowly tapping their toes walking in. And then it like cuts to a couple other golfers and they're just like wearing golf shirts and hats. Keegan Bradley's wearing like a dusty Red Sox flat brim that's like all like disformed. And everyone's just like drinking beers. Then there's Dustin and Paulina like modeling and be like, woohoo.
Just flush with live cash.
Yeah.
All I can see when I look at Dustin Johnson now is how fucking rich he is. Cause he just looks way rich now.
And I think some of those guys like Brooks, Koepka is definitely like his. it feels like they stayed hungry and they got to those majors and were like, I'm playing to like prove my, and Dustin Johnson like pissed his pants in the second round of the US Open, got like an eight on a hole and was literally just like, yeah.
Well, even in the first season, he goes, listen, I golf less, I make more. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't think he likes being a professional golfer all that much. He's just kind of like, nah.
I'm good at it. It's like me with crochet.
Ooh.
You know?
You're just there for the love of the sport?
Love of the game.
Yeah. You went and crocheted in Saudi for a shitload of money?
Yeah,
are those checks clearing, though? Are these like everybody but Ronaldo playing in that one league? Like, no one's getting paid. Like,
I think guys are getting paid just based off the fact they keep playing in the tournaments. Like, you haven't had one player who is like, because they did the merger, said maybe there's a path for them to come back to the PGA. There hasn't been a player yet who's like, ooh, this actually sucks, I'm coming back. They've
but
all
soccer
stayed.
Players are.
Yeah. But the golf, I think, is whatever.
It just strikes me as, like, they only have a YouTube deal.
Yeah.
No one goes.
No one goes. I don't think anyone outside of, like, the super diehard golf fans watches.
How does this work?
Tournament?
Yeah.
Like, how is this going
to
work?
To the players, I'm not, I don't know when the fucking next LIV tournament is. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't make no sense. Like Ronaldo playing in front of like 3,000 people for all halal. Don't make no sense.
At least Messi's doing it.
Well, you can see where Messi's money comes from. It comes from Apple. It comes from endorsements. It comes from everything just sort of arrives in like this opaque black box full of cash. Like, I can understand the short term they're spending money, but like, are you really going to want to continue to pay whoever the fuck to play 54 holes in shorts four times a year at $1 trillion?
Nope.
How do you recoup your money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kind of reminds me of the David Beckham documentary when he first comes to the LA Galaxy and he's making all the smoke and everybody else is making nothing and they all suck real bad.
50 grand a season, like if that.
It's so good.
He's like, what? You don't make 113 million?
Oh, you can't buy a team now?
Four of you live in one home?
Ew, one floor, too.
Those Uber Eats ads with him and the missus?
They're kind of fun.
They're funny as hell.
Yeah.
What were you again? You were like a
cinnamon girl. Yes. Fuck, cinnamon is that funny?
Girl, I do like that one.
Oh man,
yeah.
The good. Beckhams. The thing that saves the Beckhams all the time is that despite themselves, they're very likable. Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still going.
We're still good. I kick something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know if it like unplugged something, but like they're very likable. Like in the documentary about them, when you watch them, don't they come? Like I like them.
I thought they came.
I like incredible. Victoria. I thought I wouldn't like her. The more I see of her, the more I actually like her. And David Beckham seems like a very sweet dude.
She was always my favorite cinnamon girl, though, for unrelated reasons. So I was all in from the start.
Did you see recently that Scary Spice said if they redid the Cinnamon Girls, they wouldn't let her call herself Scary Spice because it's too controversial?
Scary Spice?
That's correct.
Scary, like just the word scary? Like,
that is correct.
I say then they can't call her Baby Spice because she's not actually a baby. Something to think about.
Baby on baby.
It's pretty amazing that the Spice Girls had like an open call in a newspaper to come show up and audition and they made the Spice Girls like in a weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, they don't do it like that anymore.
It's amazing.
Everyone's all industry plants.
Mm. Like Kid Laroi? Wink.
Mm-hmm. Ice Spice.
Tate McRae.
Hold on. Ice Spice is legit. I'm a munch. The first time I saw her, I was like, oh, wow, this chick has got a whole different level of marketing behind her.
Yeah. Like to show up at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's gangster as hell.
A lot of FaceTime, too.
Yep.
A lot of FaceTime.
All right. Well, good pod, guys. Monday. I think Jay will be back Monday.
You got to pull out that Photoshop story. I don't want that out there anymore.
A Photoshop story.
The one or Photo Mart, I told earlier. Not photo. Wow, that's interesting. Photoshop back in the day is where you got your photos developed. Yeah. Photoshop in 2024 is software. Mm. Let's remove it because we're publicly traded in Sweden.
Denmark.
No, though they're a Danish company, but we're on the Swedish stock exchange.
Both stock exchanges.
Dual listing? Mm. You gotta pull that story.
All right.
Dual listing?
I'll find it.
I saw a picture today of our Danish daddies wearing Nation Network hoodies.
Shut up. For real?
For real, for real.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Nearly $1 billion worth of net worth, Playboy.
That's legit.
Like, are these our hoodies? Yes, they are. Yeah, I texted Bagma back. He sent me the photo. I replied in Danish.
Yeah,
I like that.
Wani and I are learning the Danish national anthem. We stand at attention every morning at 9 a.m.
and do a traditional Danish clog dance.
Mm-hmm. And then we play handball for hours and listen to Volbeat.
I would love to play handball.
That's the Danish way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that without thinking too.
Can you imagine when they come here, we should put a hilarious amount of Easter eggs around work to make us seem really Danish friendly. Like, we should have a fucking flag. We should have Danish items at Dog Patch. Like, oh, you don't like Kerflaven cheese? We eat it here at every noon hour.
They have these wafer crackers over there called Kanukabrit. We could just serve those to everybody.
I'm in.
Yeah. Patrick Russell jerseys for everybody.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's all we wear.
There's like a fucking mural of Patrick Russell in our
We're just all wearing
We
Danish.
Love him.
Yeah. What? Oh, he's great. We call him Real Gretzky.
Stacks of Lego everywhere. The big Lego factory is right
your
there.
Phone, just, oh, that's so weird. My monthly donation to the Denmark Ice Hockey Federation didn't go through. That usually that 10 grand comes out on this day.
I'll have to fix that. They need the money. Yeah. There's just a plate of Danishes on the table because we don't know what else to do.
Yeah. We have no concept.
Those actually don't have anything to do with Denmark, you know. What?
Fuck.
Just spit it up. Then I hate him.
Damn it, Waz.
Yeah. Dual listed.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta take that story out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Just gotta go. Sorry, sure. Everybody. You're gonna hear a beep in the middle of the podcast. That's what it was.
Yeah.
For 13 minutes.
I would love that.
Just play the Danish national anthem over my story.
My favorite slightly beeping thing out. Was I had Gregor on Better Late Than Never one time. And we were talking about his part of launching the Nation Network from back in the day when you guys went and met him. But he kept saying your government name over and over and over and over and over again. And I told him once, but then I just let it ride. I'm like, Tyler, I need help beeping this out. And it just got funnier as the podcast went because he was just like every 10 seconds, oh, and then beep. And that was
I can't believe he is launching beep.
He says my name all the time on the radio.
Does he?
All the time.
He says mine too whenever I go on.
And I wince like he's hit me in the head with a jackhammer. I'm like, yeah. And he doesn't. He's just. Rah.
I have a Gregor slip up story that'll make more sense on Monday. But anyways, that's a wrap on this week's edition of Real Life. See you Monday.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.